He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday, because he who holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. The words of Psalm 91, verses 1 to 6, and then jump into verses 14 through 16. What a mighty fortress is our God, right? A strengthly shield and buckler. A buckler is a type of shield, a small one that you would use while in close quarters, close hand-to-hand combat to deflect the sword which thrusts at you and be able to strike back. That's who God is to you and more, right? Dr. Luther's great hymn, A Mighty Fortress Is Our God, pulls from some of the language here that God is a fortress, a castle that's made not just for living in, but for repelling all the assaults of the enemy with high walls, towers, bastions, a place that no matter who and how reckless your enemy might be, you might take refuge in, you might hide in, you might be safe in. And those warrior images of shield and buckler and fortress and defense from all things, they are powerful inspiration to we who, like sheep, are given over to the slaughter of this age, who might think it would be easier if I had a God who would protect my body more than my soul. But that's just it. That's what we must be protected from, is that very thought. For our Lord's kingdom is not of this age, but of the age to come. And the thing that his word is given for preserving is not your current health and body, but that health and body of your eternal life, that sound word doctrine, good news, that has already risen you to faith, being the dead man in your sins that you were, and promises to bring all things, not just your body, but the whole creation with you in Jesus, because this one man who dwells in the shelter of the Most High, this Jesus who has ascended from heaven, having his recompense in hand, bearing the scars of his affliction as the sign of his victory over Satan and the grave, he's the one who gives you this other image here in Psalm 91, that of the eagle in flight, taking care of its young, feeding them with the food that it finds, hiding them under the strong pinions of his wings. That in the shadow of that powerful protector, that God who is yours in Christ, in that shadow you are free to trust, even when this age gives you no reason to trust. Not just free to trust, I might add. You will trust. It is a promise in itself. You will be compelled, and I don't say that in a strong-arming way, but in a vivifying way, in a regenerating way, that the Spirit breathes life into your body the way that a CPR person would breathe air into the lungs of one lying on the ground, and smacking the chest with the promises of his truth, your heart is beaten again. Your lungs, they breathe again. Your eyes, they open again. And you can look anew on this age, knowing that the snares of those who would catch you, the pestilence of sickness and death, none of these can truly fill you with terror. And don't get me wrong, you'll feel fear. It's not easy to face down the roaring maw of the lion and not be bothered by it. You'll feel fear, but you will not only feel fear. You will not feel the ultimate fear of the terror of the night, because when you do, you will also feel the sure and certain knowledge that you have one hope, one God, one man to cry out to. And because he holds to you in love, Because he is the only begotten, the beloved of the Father, and he has bound himself to both eternity and to you, you will be delivered. You will be protected. You are known by his name, baptized into the name of Jesus, into the name of Father, Son, and Spirit. And so Jesus is the one who calls out for you. Jesus is the one who prays for you. He prays and he answers. He protects and he sends hope. He is with you in trouble to rescue you from the things that matter most, which are not first the perils of this age, although we pray for those too, but it is first the peril of unbelief. With long life, Jesus has been satisfied by his Father, having proven himself to be the fulfillment of all these words. With resurrection that defeats even death itself, he has been satisfied. But he has done it all that he might show it to you as a free gift. A fortress, a shield, a buckler, a promise.